Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Dr. Ravi Batra is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Ravi is one of the current great economists of our time. He's a professor of economics at SMU, Southern Methodist University, down in the great state of Texas. He's the author of a number of books, including the new one, End Unemployment Now, How to Eliminate Joblessness, Debt, and Poverty Despite Congress. I like the way that sounds. And he's here to talk to us about what's going on in Greece and how it affects you and me, the meltdown that they've been having over in the country of Greece. Ravi Batra, welcome to the show.
Thanks a lot.
Congratulations on your book.
Well, thank you.
This is your fifth one, right?
Yeah, it has gotten some incredible reviews because I'm showing in the book how we can end poverty and unemployment within 6 months despite Congress. We don't need any new laws. Laws already exist. All the president has to do is to use them properly, and within 6 months the poverty would fall very sharply.
And I'm going to let you tell us that story in the next segment. But first, I want to go to Greece because I'm not an expert on Greece, but I've been reporting on the EU, the European Union, and the currency. I've been reporting on it pretty consistently since it began back in the 20th century, and so I've been a pretty good student of this and been telling my audience about what's going on, and although I didn't foresee Greece necessarily, I didn't look at it that closely, as Greece started to unravel. And looking at some of the things that caused Greece to unravel, I started telling my audience, that's our movie happening over there. If we want to see what's going to happen to America, say, 20 years from now, watch what's happening in Greece right now. What do you think?
Well, they had borrowed a lot of money to stimulate their economy. Now, the question is, why do governments have to borrow so much money to stimulate something that happens in the private sector,
right?
That involves the consumers and the producers. So why should the government have to pitch in? And the reason is this, that all over the world, productivity is rising fast and wages are not.
Mm-hmm.
So when productivity rises, supply goes up. And wages are the main source of demand. So production or supply is rising all over the world, but demand is not, so there is a supply-demand gap. And when there is too much production, there are layoffs. Overproduction causes layoffs because the producers can't sell whatever they are producing.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, then the government steps in, pumps in a lot of money into the economy, essentially buys goods from the producers and keeps them afloat. The reason why we have this problem all over the world of unemployment and poverty is that there is too much productivity and not enough wages.
You're the expert on this, but it seems to me that the problem with Greece is one of the problems we have in America. They made 20th century promises that can't be fulfilled in the 21st century.
Well, that's why they need the huge government spending. They need to make promises. Okay, they'll give you.
You can retire at 50 or 55 or whatever, and we'll pay you a nice pension the rest of your life.
That's right. The very generous the pension systems and high wages of government employees. They promise all that, but why do they do that? Because they need to create demand artificially. The wages are not mm-hmm. high enough relative to productivity, so consumer spending is low, and so they have to pump in money and all over the world.
Greece, what's going on in Greece? What's going to be the dotted line impact of that on America?
Well, because of Greece, the euro has been falling, and it has fallen sharply
right. This
year, and it has been falling for a long time.
It's close to parity with the dollar, isn't it, right now, isn't it?
That's right. The dollar is going up and up, and that's why American exports are suffering.
Mm-hmm.
Our goods become very expensive abroad. And one reason why we had negative growth in the first quarter here in the U.S.
Right.
was the high value of the dollar. Exports have been going down, and mm-hmm. so that's how we suffer because of the Greek crisis.
So do you see, as I do, do you see Greece as a preview of America's movie 20 years from now if we don't do something to fix what we're doing?
I don't think it will be 20 years from now. It's most likely it will be 6 months from now. Because the euro continues to fall, and other parts of the world are not that healthy.
Mm-hmm.
China is crashing, and the U.S. Poverty is the highest in more than 50 years. So things are not very good anywhere in the world. So I don't think it will be 20 years. It should be pretty.
Well, soon. I don't know that if I agree with you on the 6 month thing, because America is there's a lot of differences. I mean, America is not Greece, but we got there. There's a lot of differences there. I think it'll take longer than 6 months. But I do think that Greece has some things that we can see over there that they're doing. That we don't have to wonder what is going to happen in America. We can watch what's happening in Greece, and there's similar things. Do you think Greece is being saved because the other EU members don't want to have anyone exit the EU?
Well, that's their problem. That if the euro keeps falling, then they could then they would sink the whole world, because the euro fall means oil will keep falling, and falling oil is bad for Russia. Russia could default on it.
So it wouldn't be good if Greece left the EU, would it? For the global economy,
it won't be good. It won't be good for Europe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You have a website for the book?
Yes, it's ravibatra.com.
RAVIBATRA, ravibatra.com. They can find all your books there, right?
Yes.
Dr. Robert Batra, ladies and gentlemen, an economist with a professor of economics, I should say, at Southern Methodist University, SMU. We come back, I'm going to ask him, I'm going to get Robbie to tell us about how he says he can end poverty in 6 months here. I can't wait to hear about that. How about you? 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. Got a black magic
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.